Hey everyone, it's Jeremy Birmingham, Berm from LettermanRow.com. Wanted to let you know that the interview you're about to see actually took place 5 days ago while co-worker Austin Ward and I were in North Carolina visiting Evan Pryor. The decision to cancel all recruiting visits at Ohio State because of the fears of a coronavirus spread throughout the country had not happened yet when we filmed this video, and Evan was expecting to be in Columbus and announcing his decision on Wednesday of this week. Instead, he's announcing on Monday, and the video may have a few contextual errors, but we hope you understand. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am here in Cornelius, North Carolina, with Evan Pryor at William Amos Huff, or how?
Huff
High School. Today's a big day for you, even though you're in Ohio right now, which is wild, but the power of the internet allows us to do these things. So, Evan, you've just announced to the world that you're committed to Ohio State, finally giving some breathing room to the Buckeyes fans who are worried about the running back situation as they have been for the last year. Why Ohio State? Let's just go there first. Why the Buckeyes?
Why not the Buckeyes? You know, everything about them says, you know, win, do things the correct way. And, you know, it's a place that I think, you know, will give me a huge step in getting to my ultimate goal, and that's what is getting to the NFL.
How did you get to this decision? I mean, I talking a little bit earlier, you said that even though as close as a week ago, you were totally unsure. There's been this huge push around these parts to stay home and play at North Carolina. Obviously, a place like Georgia in your top three is one of the best programs in the country. You have a coach who coached at Penn State. You have a sister who goes to Penn State. That was sort of the school that everyone initially thought you would end up at when you started to pop onto the recruiting scene. How did you go from I don't know a week ago to I definitely know Ohio State today?
Just, you know, taking and picking out the factors that, you know, is best for me. You know, being selfish in this process is huge because, you know, you have to pick out the best situation for you. So just sitting down with my family and things like that, just getting everything figured out and then weighing our pros and cons. And that's how I got to this ultimate decision.
I think that's a really poignant thing you said. Being selfish in this decision, in this process, is important because you're taught your whole life, don't be selfish, don't be selfish, don't be selfish. But if you're making this decision for anyone else, then you're doing it for the wrong reason, because they're not the ones that has to go through what you're going to have to go through. Not just being here and being committed to Ohio State, but once you're on campus there and all the work that you have to put in. Right. What was it about Ryan Day and Tony Alford and Kevin Wilson, the Buckeyes offense, that you saw as the best vehicle for your skills?
Well, just first off, you know, when I first got on campus, you know, they made everything feel, you know, real family-like, just letting me know how much, you know, they need me and how thin they are at the position and how I can help them with my ability. But ultimately, just knowing that they handle their business the correct way. They're competing at the highest level against the best teams. The Big Ten is one of the best conferences in college football, if not the best. And they're doing it the right way, and they're surrounding guys like me and other commits with players who have the same goals and aspirations.
One of the areas that I've heard you talk about in the past is the offensive line and the guys that are coming in that group for Ohio State. Ben Chrisman, Donovan Jackson already committed. The Buckeyes, very intimately involved with a handful of other top offensive line targets. How important is that for a running back when you start to look at the big picture? Obviously, Georgia's had huge success recruiting the running back position and the offensive line. Is that something that kind of goes hand in hand? Is that something you have to have at a school?
Yeah, definitely you have to. You know, you can't do anything without an offensive line. You know, that's who gets it going. I feel like they're the motor of a whole team, not just the offense. But if those front five get a push, it's going to be a long day for any team.
How is the relationship that you have with Kyle McCord, with Ben Chrisman, with Donovan Jackson and Jack Sawyer, all these guys? I know that you guys have a big group chat that you've had for a while. How has that shaped your recruitment? I mean, does that play an impact when you start to talk about, hey, these are my guys? Or let's be honest, you have a group chat for Ohio State, you have one for North Carolina, Georgia, probably. How does those relationships compare?
It's just you know, something clicked different with me, Kyle, Ben, and the other guys. just having a genuine friendship first. You know, it's cool when you always can text a dude or talk to him without even having to talk about recruiting or football. Right. So that's really it. You know, just being able to hop on the phone with those guys, talk to them, you know, but at the same time, them letting me know, you know, that, you know, I'm wanted and needed in Columbus.
Right now we are 1 week away from you actually going to Ohio State. You wanted to make sure you committed to Coach Day in person. Why? What is important about doing that in person, I guess? And for fans out there that are wondering, like, how does this process work? How hard is it to not just call and be like, hey, okay, I'm done, and put it all out there? Because at some point you have to be tired of this whole process, right?
Right. Yeah, but I feel like it's a different feeling when you're able to look a man in his eyes, shake his hand, and you guys get, you know.
Or elbow bump.
Yeah, or elbow bump in this case. and just be able to, you know, say everything and make sure everything is understood and that they're all on the same page, because I feel like in this process, you know, decommitting, portal, all that, I don't go for any of it. So when I make this decision, I'm done. I want to make sure, you know, I got the right team and I'm with the right group of guys.
Now that you're committed to the Buckeyes, you have obviously big plans for your summer, your senior season. Where do you want things to go from here? Are you going to be back on campus in June for an official visit? Is it, you know, a summer where you're going to be doing the big Under Armour camps, the openings, all those things? Or how do you proceed from here now that you can be a kid again?
Right. So my first thing is getting back in the weight room with my teammates. Because I feel like, you know, around here lately, I've been gone on the weekends trying to figure this thing out. But just focusing on my senior season, ultimately, I feel like I might go to the opening and Rivals. I don't know about Under Armour, but I definitely want to go to the opening. But definitely just making sure I'm focused on my senior season and getting a ring with those guys up there.
The challenge to come down to North Carolina and recruit this area for Ohio State, a lot of it has to do with just the number of schools around here. But for a running back specifically, in Georgia has three different guys in the last 5 years or 6 years who've gone from North Carolina to Georgia. Was there a major difference you felt or saw between Ohio State and Georgia? Why ultimately did the relationship with the Buckeyes elevate to a different spot?
Well, I can go anywhere in the country, you know, and rush for a whole bunch of yards, win a championship. But the thing that separated the Buckeyes was, you know, the feel I felt from the players, the commits, and the coaches, you know, just making you feel at home. Even though I'm 6 hours away, being there on a Wednesday, I go talk to Coach Alford, Coach Day, right, Hang out with the guys. So just the relationship I have with all of Ohio State is what put them away.
For you, as a running back, obviously, you watched what happened last summer. You were in Columbus last summer for your first visit at the same time that they were recruiting major, major players at your position in the class of 2020, guys that they thought they had commitments from.
Right.
And then those fell through. They ended up getting one running back last year. They wanted to. Now you know, as in your class, the 2021 class, that they might want two. That doesn't bother you?
No, not at all.
Do you have a preference for who you want to play with? I know that you and Donovan Edwards, of course, set the internet on fire with your Georgia picture a few weeks ago when you were down there.
Yeah.
Is it really... a draw for you guys to play together under, and why so?
I mean, it's something that'll work out. If it happens, the world is in trouble. But in terms of just any running backs, I know they have some good options between Travion Henderson, Donovan, Corey Kiner, Brandon Campbell, any of those guys who could step in, you know, would only help. You know, I'm two-back system, you know, trying to get to that second league contract. Still having tread on the tires, I feel like it's huge. So I hope all of them come.
Is any part of your decision to pull the trigger now a sign of saying, hey, I know this is what I want to do and I want to make sure I'm there first? Or is it, you know, I don't want to risk losing out on a spot later? Or how does that play into your decision?
I've been getting recruited since spring of my freshman year. Yeah. So I've been almost everywhere. And I just felt like it was time for me to get this over with, and just end it and find home.
Well, Evan, congratulations on your decision. I don't want to keep you too long. You're in Columbus right now, and it's very. You're probably in Coach Day's office. You're probably celebrating right now.
Right.
I mean, imagine, they're streamers. This is what happens, for those of you who don't know. When a player commits at Ohio State, there's balloons and streamers, and they have a dance party. You don't know about the dance party?
No, I don't know about the dance party.
None of those things are real. But, man, that'd be great if it was. Yeah. Think about that.
Sure, it would be.
I mean, because, you know, you go on these visits, and there's all these props, and you're taking all these photos and stuff. But what if you committed on a visit, and then there was a DJ in the other room?
That would be lit.
Yeah, see? It'd be lit. It's officially endorsed as a real idea by Evan Pryor. New Ohio State commitment. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thanks for watching and putting up with me. I sincerely appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.